Blog Talk Radio.
Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was developed so that you could have a place where you could ask those questions about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can actually help you to make that change. So if you have questions about your life, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you're just looking for information, a good place to look is on my website. There's lots of information there, and most of it is free, so you can just browse and read whatever you need to read, and that's at divinelyguidedhealing.com. So today's show has a theme, because Blog Talk has changed the way they do things, and now every show has to have a different title, and today's theme is healing. And healing is one of those words that everybody has their own definition of. To me, everything I do is about healing. Even if you're not actually working on something that's physically wrong with someone, you are still healing them. You are still helping them to make the changes that they need to make so that they can live their life more fully and freely. And to me, that is healing. So when I say healing, I'm talking about every aspect of existence, because it doesn't matter whether what's wrong with you is a broken bone or a broken heart. It's still just a matter of clearing out the clutter, so to speak, so that you can allow yourself to be free, to be healthy, to be happy, to be whatever it is your heart truly desires. And I know I talk about your heart's desires all the time. And we each do have desires in our heart. We may not know about them. We may not connect with them, but they are there. And the more you understand what it is you truly desire, and then you move your life towards receiving what you desire, and the more freedom you have, and the more happiness you get to experience. So I was listening to something or reading something the other day. I'm always listening to something or reading something. And they were talking about, you know, you always have basically two choices. And your choice is either to move towards the light or away from the light. Now, if you move towards the light, then you're adding more light into your life. You're taking yourself to a higher level of existence, of consciousness. You are bringing yourself more and more in alignment with that unconditional love, that joy, that bliss, that peace, those things that we all say that we actually want. or if you decide to move away from your life, from the light, then you are taking yourself deeper and deeper into what you might call the negativities of life, the judgment, the frustration, the anger, the resentment, the sadness, the depression, the fear, you know, all of those things that take away light, that take away life, that keep you from actually being who you really are. So we always have a choice, and the choice is either to move closer to the light or further away from the light. So when you look at it from that simplified way of looking at it, then it may make it easier to make your choices, although sometimes we have a difficult time because we think that what we're doing is actually moving towards the light. But it's not, because our egos can be so wonderfully tricky and have us believing, okay, you're doing this, and you're doing this for the highest good. And it turns out that your ego was just lying to you because you were actually moving away from the highest good. So this brings up the question, how do I tell the difference? Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can connect with your guidance, with your higher self, with your intuition, whatever name you want to use for it. If you do the automatic writing and if you want the instructions, they're on my website. It's perfectly free. All you have to do is click on free things and go to automatic writing. Click on that, read the instructions, and follow them. It's a wonderful way of connecting with your own guidance, with your higher self, your guardian angel, whoever it is you want to talk to. And it's one of those things that's really simple to do, but it can have a profound impact on your life. Well, if you do that and you start talking with your guidance, of course, one of the questions you can always ask when you're doing that is, who am I talking to? They're not afraid to tell you who you're talking to. And so if there's a feeling that you're getting that says, oh, this is not really right, then by all means, stop doing it. One of the things the instructions has is that you are supposed to say at the beginning that you are only going to connect to the highest possible source for your highest possible good. And you say that 3 times. And that's probably not the exact wording, but it's something similar to that. And you say that so that you can be sure that you are connecting to a higher source instead of tapping into some entity that has, you know, mischief on their mind or something darker. But you don't have to worry about that when you state up front, when you command, and that's what you're doing, that you are connecting to the highest possible source. And then you can ask the questions that you have about your life and get the answer straight from your guidance. And the beauty of automatic writing is that you don't have to have anybody else to tell you anything. This is you connecting directly to your guidance. This is you getting your answers straight from the source. And so there is no middleman. And that's really the way guidance wants each and every one of us to be doing our lives, to be connecting directly into the source, to always be moving towards the light, to allow more and more light into our lives. And when you're doing the automatic writing, you are moving towards the light. So like I said, if you have a question, you can ask the question. If you want to know who it is you're talking to, you ask who it is you're talking to. If you don't feel that you're talking to the right one, then you don't have to talk to them at all. You still have the control. This is only flowing through you because you have given permission for it to happen. And you are the one who is giving permission in every aspect of your life. So when something that you consider to be bad is happening in your life, then you can simply ask, why am I inviting this into my life? Because you are. And when you ask like that, then you get an understanding of what purpose it serves for you. Because everything serves a purpose for you. Everything is part of your learning. You're learning who you are, why you're here, what you're meant to do, all of that sort of stuff. And so when we stop playing the victim, you know, stepping into that role that says, oh my gosh, all this stuff is happening to me. Why is it happening to me? And that doesn't actually accomplish anything. And that really is you taking it personal, and it's not personal. It's not something happening against you. It's something that was designed so that you could see what you needed to see. And when you change your whole belief system into one where everything that happens in your life is teaching you a lesson, and allow yourself to learn those lessons, then you stop having these, you know, those scenarios that say the world is against me, or you have to have a pity party, or whatever your reaction is when something happens that you, for whatever reason, have decided is bad. You see, that's one of the reasons why guidance will tell you there is no good, there is no bad. It's all about you learning what you need to learn, you learning what you chose to learn. Because everything that happens in your life is based on the choices you made before you came into the physical world. So it's never a matter of somebody else doing something wrong to you. You chose these experiences so that you could learn these lessons. So it's not arbitrary, and it's not that the universe is against you. These are the lessons you chose. And the faster you allow yourself to recognize the lesson, the easier it becomes, and the more you can make better choices, the more you can step more and more into the light. And it really comes down to trust. Trusting that you are being watched over, that you are being cared for, that you are being provided for, that everything really is going to work out just fine. And when you have that trust and that certainty, then whatever happens doesn't upset you, doesn't need you, because you know it's just something that's bringing you what you need, and that's all there is to it. Now, there may be some part of you that says, oh, no, it can't be something that's bringing me what I need. How could I need for someone to die? Well, that's a fun question. And I can say from personal experience that, yes, having someone in your life die is difficult. But if you actually look at it, look at the situation, look at the things that you learn as a result of what you've gone through, you can see that, yes, even that brings more light into your life when you allow it to. So death does not have to be this bad, negative thing. That's more our training, our societal beliefs. That whole, you know, when someone dies, they're gone forever and you're without them and you're lonely and you're sad and you miss them and, you know, that whole list of stuff that you're supposed to feel when someone dies. All of that is also a choice. If you choose to go down that path of going into all the loneliness and sadness and all of that, you are walking further and further away from the light. And that's a choice. So if something has happened in your life and you're feeling totally miserable about it, as long as you stay in that misery, you are not going towards the light. You are not allowing yourself to heal. You are not allowing yourself to become who you truly are. So healing is always a matter of moving towards the light. And it doesn't matter whether it's physical healing or emotional healing or spiritual healing. Any healing is moving towards the light. So if there are situations in your life that you are dealing with by being angry and fussing and all of that sort of stuff, then you're actually moving away from the light. You're not allowing yourself to learn what the situation is there to teach you. You're not allowing yourself to evolve and grow in love. And that's a choice. Just like everything that we do is a choice. Everything that we think is a choice. Everything in our lives is a choice, including the people that are in our lives. Those were choices. Those people are there because of choices you made. That person that irritates you to no end is there because you chose to be irritated to no end so that you could learn what it is that they're teaching you. So stop reacting to what's going on around you and start noticing what's going to take you closer to the light. Start being proactive. Stop seeing everything in this good, bad kind of situation, because it's not. It's just a lesson for you to learn. And when you learn the lesson, then you don't need to keep repeating the situation. So any kind of situation in your life that happens over and over and over again, take some time and really look at what it is teaching you, because that is what it's doing. And until you learn the lesson, you're going to keep repeating what it's meant to teach you. You know, it's like those people who seem to marry the same kind of person over and over and over and over. And you're wondering, well, why do they keep choosing that kind of person? They don't enjoy that kind of person. It doesn't last. They always start complaining about him as soon as they marry him. They're not actually learning the lesson that this person or these people have come into their lives to teach them. You always have a choice. You can either learn your lessons, move more and more towards the light, or you can ignore your lessons and move more and more into the darkness. So I was reading this thing, and they were talking about how that's one of the reasons that we age, because we keep moving away from the light. And the further you get from the light, of course, the more it's taking the energy from you. That's what all those dark things do. That's what the anger and the resentment and all of that stuff does. It takes your energy. And the light is always giving you energy. So if you're moving more towards the light, you're gaining more energy. And you've seen people who do not look their age. You know, someone who's in their 60s and they look like they're in their 30s. People are moving more and more towards light. I'm not talking about the people who have the plastic surgery. That's a whole different thing. That's actually moving towards the darkness, because you're believing that it's the body that's so important, and it's not. It's you, your soul. It's what you're here to learn, what you're here to experience. That is what is important. Now, as you go more and more towards the light, your body naturally has an effect on it. The light has an effect on your body. And you feel better, and you look better, and you look younger, and that whole nine yards. That does happen. But you're not going towards the light to make that happen. You're going towards the light because that's where you are meant to be. That's how you step into who you truly are. Now, the fact that there's a side effect that says, hey, you might get younger and look better and trimmer and fitter, that's great. That's just icing on the cake. But anytime you are looking to heal, move towards the light. And you think about that whenever you're dealing, you know, with doctors or whomever it is you're dealing with, and they're saying, okay, you've got this ailment, and basically, you're going to die. We give you 6 months to live. Well, if you choose to believe what the doctor says then you are moving away from the light and you are allowing yourself to start shutting down, because that's basically what this is going to happen, and you've agreed that's what you're going to do. That is a choice. Now, I'm not saying that if you go over to the light and you start doing all of the healing work and everything that you're going to live to be 120, although you might, but I'm not saying that you will, but I'm saying that you will improve the quality of your life. Even if it doesn't affect the quantity, it's still improving the quality, still allowing you to have more happiness, more freedom, more joy, and those things in and of themselves are healing. Because you can't be in all of that happiness and the joy and the peace and the bliss and be sick. It's just not possible for you to be both. Now you might say, I know someone and they're sick and they're happy and I see all this other stuff going on for them, but they're still sick. But in the moments that they are living in that joy, that bliss, that happiness, that sickness is not really right there. You know, back there somewhere. So the more you allow yourself to experience the joy, the bliss, the happiness, and those things, and you make that in each moment, then you really don't have any place for the sickness, for the worries, for the doubts, for the fears, for the frustration. We actually make time for those things, you know. We find time in our busy days and our busy lives to actually feel the frustrations and the angers and the fears and all of that stuff. We make time for that. We decide that that is important and we bring it into our lives. So you can decide that it's not important and you can release it out of your life. You don't have to stay in that energy unless you choose to. Because it really is your choice, what you experience. In each and every moment, you are making a choice. And I know whenever I say that, some people have that reaction of, oh, no, it's not my choice. I don't really have any say. This is what's happening in my life. It's not up to me. I can't do anything about that. Going into that victimhood, which you're not going to get anything good out of it because there's nothing good in it. Start accepting responsibility for your own life, for your choices, for what you are deciding to feel, what you are deciding to experience, who you are deciding to be. Start accepting that responsibility. Start knowing that this really is your choice, and you are not stuck with anything anybody else has said or done. And you're certainly not stuck with the past, because frankly, the past is over. Been there, done that, it's gone. So if you don't want to live in the past, then don't live in the past. It doesn't do you any good to live there anyway. And we do that anyway. We rehash the past. If I'd only said, if I'd only done, you know, what if, and all of those kinds of questions. But that's not about learning the lessons. So start looking at it to see what it is it taught you. What is it that you are missing when you are looking at the situation? And you can ask these kinds of questions of your guidance. You can ask them to show you the truth of this situation. What is it that I'm supposed to learn? What is it that I'm not seeing? Ask those kinds of questions and pay attention to the answer, because you are going to get an answer. You're probably going to get several answers. We get so wrapped up in who we've been taught that we are, that we have no idea of who we really are. And it's time for us to start realizing who we are. That's part of our awakening. That's part of our healing. That's part of the changes that are going on this planet. That's the reason why sometimes things just seem to be completely out of control and filled with chaos. so the lesson is more and more obvious, so that we can see what we need to see, learn what we need to learn, and let go of what we no longer need in our lives. And the more you do that, the more you are moving towards the light. The light is always there. It's not like during certain hours they turn it off to conserve energy. There's no need for that. It's a never-ending energy. It's the energy of the Creator. There is no limit to it. So you can always find the light. You can always increase the light in your life of the choices that you make. And it doesn't matter when you start this. It doesn't matter if you're 65 or 85 or 95 or 15 or whatever. If you want to make changes in your life, you can do it now, right now. You don't have to wait till Monday. You don't have to wait till the first day of the month. You don't have to wait till anything. It's a choice, and you can make it now. And when we make those kind of choices, then we really are stepping forward on our path to the light, our path to the truth of who we are, to the love that is in our hearts, to allowing ourselves to be the beautiful, magnificent being that we really were created to be. And I know sometimes that sounds like, oh no, that's not me. My life is much smaller than that, and that's what it was meant to be. Again, it's your choice. If you want to live small, you can live small, but you don't have to live small. You can step into the light and be as big as you want to be, as your heart desires to be. You can be seen. You can be heard. You can be sharing the truth of you in every moment. You can be making a difference. A difference for yourself and a difference for everybody else. And the beautiful thing about it is the more you share, the more you have to share. And the more you have to share, the more you get to share. And it's just this ever-increasing cycle of love, of sharing, of being who you really are. So if you want to heal any aspect of your life, take it into the light. Start talking to your guidance. Make prayers a part of your daily rituals. Notice each time you are doing anything, and I do mean anything, am I moving towards the light? Or am I going the other way? See, because we are connected to the Creator. And there is never, ever a time when we are not connected. So even if you're doing something as mundane as going to the bathroom, you are still connected to the Creator. And some people are now covering up parts of their body. You know, we have all of these wonderful, interesting beliefs about what is and is not acceptable. And that there are some things, you know, that you just don't mention God and the bathroom, you know, in the same sentence. And one of the wonderful ways of clearing yourself of negative energy is to invite the Creator, guidance, the angels, whomever it is you want to invite, to assist you in the shower with allowing yourself to be cleansed. Because it doesn't just have to be the water hitting the outside of your body. You can have that water representing, you know, the light flowing through you, cleansing each and every cell of your being. You can turn your shower into a spiritual cleansing ritual. And that way, when you are showering, you are moving more and more towards the light. Same thing with using the toilet. You can see that elimination as part of the cleansing. You can see all of the yucky, mucky stuff flowing out of your body as you are doing your thing. And that way, in that moment, you are moving more and more into the light. So you see, you really can bring the light into everything that you do in your life. I often, while I'm cooking, you know, I'll get in the kitchen and I'm like, okay, what am I going to cook? And then I'll start asking my guidance, well, what should I cook? And I listen to their suggestions, and then I start cooking something, and I'll think, well, I wonder if this seasoning will be good in what I'm fixing, and so I'll ask them. And, you know, if they don't think that that one will really work that good in that dish, why don't you get this one? And then I'll say, well, how much do I put in there? And so I start to put it in there, and they'll say, okay, that's enough. And that's the way I cook now. So even when I'm cooking, I am bringing more and more light to my life, because it's not just me, the solitary being, standing there cooking. It's me and all of my guidance and all of that beautiful light, and they are a part of everything that I'm doing. And the dishes that I prepare are also filled with that light, because that light was always present throughout the entire preparatory situation. And so that's another way of bringing more light into your life. The same thing if you're driving. You're not driving alone. You can ask your guidance to be with you. You can ask them questions about, you know, which road should I take, or any kind of questions that you come up with. You can ask them, you know, should I stop at this store? Should I go to that store? You can ask them anything. Let them be a part of what you're doing. Let them be a part of every moment of your existence. And that brings more and more light into your life. And you'll find that if you are doing that, and if you are having these conversations with them and asking these questions, then you're not experiencing, you know, things like road rage. Why would you be angry? You're perfectly happy. You're talking to your guides while you're driving along. Other people doing whatever they're doing is just other people doing whatever they're doing. If someone stops suddenly in front of you, then you can ask, you know, what is it that I needed to learn by having that situation occur? Maybe it was just a reminder that you weren't slowing down and actually enjoying your life. You see, when you look at it like that, then you don't have to look at it as taking it personal. You don't have to curse out the person who did it because they just ruined your day, because they didn't. They just provided you with a little reminder to slow down and enjoy life. And that just feels so much better. That brings more light into your life than getting angry because that little stupid yeah, blah, blah, blah. That just clenches you up and makes you feel like crap. So think about things like that when you're reacting. And the more you open up, the more you allow that light, the more you are allowing yourself to heal. Healing on whatever level the healing needs to occur. So it really is simple. Simple for us to really get in touch with who we really are and start living our lives in a way that allows us to experience more and more happiness, more and more joy, more and more understanding, more and more of tapping into that wisdom that is there for us so that we can create what we desire instead of feeling like we're stuck something. We've been taught, you know, that we cannot fight the system. And frankly, guidance will tell you the same thing. They'll tell you there's absolutely no need for you to fight the system. Because anything you notice in the system is a lesson for you. Figure out what your lesson is, learn it, and leave the system alone. Because it's just doing what it was meant to do. Everyone in your life is just doing what they were meant to do. You're not supposed to fight all those people, all that stuff. You're not supposed to. It's no good. It doesn't do you any good. Because if you fight it, you're not learning. Take the focus off of trying to fix or change everything and start looking at what it means to you. What is it teaching you? What is it showing you? Start allowing yourself to learn your lessons. And I know sometimes it's difficult. I look at some of the people in my life and I wonder why they are creating what they are creating. And some of the people in my life are creating things that I personally would never, ever want to go through. And I seriously wonder what it is they are looking to learn. Because some of them don't actually seem to be learning what they're meant to learn. But that's okay. They get lots and lots of chances, you know? We have multiple lifetimes to learn our lessons. So even if someone in your life doesn't seem to be learning anything and you keep trying to help them and they keep not listening to you, stop talking to them. Stop wasting your time trying to fix them. Look at you. Look at what it is you are creating. Look at what it is you want to share with the world. And, you know, we have these concepts of sharing. We think that sharing means, you know, you have to give something physical that you have to someone else. And I'm not talking about just that limited definition of sharing. What I'm doing right now is sharing. I am sharing with you what I am learning about my life, about who I am. And if you get anything out of it, then absolutely wonderful. And if you don't get anything out of it, then absolutely wonderful. Because it's your choice. It's always your choice. And I'm not trying to make you do anything. I'm not trying to impose my values, my opinions on you. I'm simply sharing what I've seen in my life, what I've learned in my life. I'm just putting it out there. If you choose to take it, great. If you choose not to take it, great. Because you get lots of opportunities in your life to learn the lessons that you are here to learn. And if you take them, that's your choice. If you choose not to take them, that's your choice. And that has nothing to do with me. So when we are sharing, we are not looking to gain anything as a result. I'm not looking for anything personal out of this. If I was coming from that, you know, this is going to make me appear so much smarter than other people, that's not really sharing. That's ego. When I'm sharing, it's coming from my heart. And it is being filled with love. And if you accept it, then that's wonderful. Because you get more light, you get more love. And if you don't accept it, then that's wonderful. Because you're making a different choice. And I respect your ability to make choices. And your freedom to make choices. You just have to decide whether you want to make the choices that are going to take you towards the light or away from the light. And if you decide that you can't decide and you're just going to go along by default, then more than likely you're going to go along in the method that you were taught, which is all of your wonderful programming. And most of our programming takes us away from the light. So even by not making a choice, you are making a choice. You might as well make a choice that you actually want because you're not stuck with anything. You're not stuck in anything. You have the freedom to change your life in every single moment. You have the freedom to move towards the light in every single moment. And no one can take that away from you. because that's something that God gave to you. And there is no one more powerful than God. Now, you can give that power away, but that would be a choice. No one can actually take it, though. It's interesting sometimes to look at the things that we are taught. You know, we are taught to give our power away. We are taught that if it's somebody in authority, then they are supposed to be making the decisions, and we are supposed to just listen and do what we are told. We really do teach that to our children, and our children grow up to be adults, and they have that programming in them. And you can see it sometimes in the people that you look at. There are some people who are just so subservient to anyone they see as an authority figure. And it's just amazing sometimes to look at them living out that programming, because that's what they're doing. Even the ones who are the authority figures are living out their programming. Someone taught them that they are supposed to be in charge, that they are a leader, and it is their job to lead. And so they go out there and they lead, and those ones who are looking for someone to lead them follow them. And they just make this happy little groupie. Only they're not happy. They're absolutely miserable. But they don't know what else to do. They don't think there is anything else to do. And that's why it's important for us to learn the lessons that experiences are teaching us. Your lesson may be that you are not meant to just be a follower. Maybe you are actually a leader, and it's time for you to step into the light, to open your heart, to open your arms, to embrace yourself, and to allow that beautiful, wonderful, amazing person that you are to come forth. Well, that's not going to happen as long as you're sitting over there waiting for someone else to tell you what to do. It's about stepping into your power in the light, your never-ending source of love and power in your life. When you step into that power and you live in that power, it has an amazing effect upon you and everything that you experience. And you find that things don't have to be this doom and gloom and, oh my gosh, I've got to suffer and be sad and all of that kind of crap. Instead, you can be happy. You can be joyful. You can be glad to be alive. And for some people, that will feel so incredibly strange, because there are some people who are just wondering, why did God ever want to create me? I am nothing. And that's not the truth. That's going into that darkness. That's why people commit suicide, because they are living in that darkness. Because they are just being so inundated with the darkness, and they're not stepping into the light. The darkness will just drag you down deeper and deeper until finally you're just like, okay, there's no point. And that's never true. You always have a choice. The light, your objective, make it your goal each day to move further and further into the light, to have more and more light in your life, more happiness, more joy, more peace, more abundance, more of all of the wonderful things that you deserve. And yes, you do deserve it. You were created by God. How can you be anything less than totally deserving of all of the love and beauty and joy and wonder that life has to offer? You are more than you have ever imagined. Allow yourself to be who you truly are. stand in that light, to know the truth of you. And it's okay for you to be happy. It's okay for you to look forward to living your own life. It doesn't matter how unhappy everybody else in the world is. That's their choice. That's their thing. Let them alone. Let them do it. You get to make your own decisions. You are not responsible for all of them. If you want to make a difference in your lives, then make your life better. And start sharing the love that's inside of you. And you don't even have to let them know that you're doing it. You can just go out into the world, and everyone you see, you can just send them blessings. Just in your own mind, open your heart. Just send them a big, big hug. That's it. You are sharing. And if they choose to accept it, then they're going to feel different. And if they choose not to accept it, then they're going to feel the way they're choosing to feel. And it doesn't matter what they do. It matters what you do. Who you are being. Are you standing in the light? Are you allowing your light to shine forth? Are you sharing the truth of you? Are you doing everything that you do from that aspect of love, that unconditional love? Are you being open to learning your lesson? That's what's important. That's the only thing that's important. So know that no matter what is going on in your life, it's all about teaching you lessons. And when you allow yourself to learn those lessons, then you change what's actually going on in your life. Because like I said, once you learn the lesson, then you don't need to keep repeating the situations over and over and over. Once you learn the lessons, you have more freedom, more light, more love in your life. So don't fight to keep things the way that they are. There's no need to. There's absolutely no need to. Because frankly, change is the whole basis of life. Change is who we are. Change is what we are meant to experience. Change is life. Imagine how dull and boring life would be if nothing ever changed. If every day you woke up and knew exactly what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and it was never going to change, what would be the point? You wouldn't learn anything. There'd be nothing new. There'd be nothing exciting. There'd be no anticipation. It would just be the same old thing, over and over and over. Is that really what you want your life to be like? If you answered yes, you might want to really look at why. Why would you want a life that dull and boring? And some of you might say, because you think it might be safe. I'm not sure who taught us that life wasn't safe. But it's not safe for us to be who we are, to live as we choose to live, to create as we choose to create. I don't know who ever told us that we couldn't be safe and happy. My guidance is always telling me that I can be both. So I'm pretty sure that if it's true for me, it's true for you. You can be safe and happy. You can be safe and changing. You don't have to give up safety. You never have to give up safety. So just look at your life and decide what it is you want to learn, what it is that you are being taught, what keeps happening to you over and over, and start learning those lessons. And start letting go of that feeling like a victim, feeling helpless, hopeless, frustrated, stressed out, because those are choices. Start making the decision to be in the light, to allow the light to shine more and more in your life, in your heart, in your body, in your mind. Start allowing yourself to change, to learn your lesson, to evolve, to wake up, and to embrace life. And remember, it does get better. It just gets better and better and better and better when you decide that that is what you are willing to allow in your life. So it's only as bad as you create it to be. So pick one little thing and allow yourself change. What are you going to change about your life today? What can you do to bring more light into your life right now? Who are you going to be? That is going to be this beautiful being of love and light that is going to allow themselves to fully embrace own existence. It is your choice. It's always your choice. And if you make a decision and you don't like it, you know you can always change your mind. That's another part of the beauty of life. It's one of the reasons why we should embrace change and allow ourselves to experience so much more. So that's the show on healing. I'm sure I touched on healing. If you ever have any questions for me, you know, you can send me an email at dgh, D as in divinely, G as in guided, H as in healing, dot the number 4, the letter U as in unicorn, the number 2 at gmail.com. You can also go to my website at Divinely Guided Healing, and there's lots of contact me points in there, and you can just click on one of those, and it'll automatically take you to my email. This is your life. These are your choices. What is it that you really want to create? And if you have questions, ask them. And if you don't feel comfortable connecting with your own guidance, send me the question. I will do everything I can to assist you, because the more of us who wake up, who allow more and more light into our lives, the better the whole world is going to be. So in that way, your happiness does influence me, just like my happiness influences you. And that's the beauty of it. So on Friday's show, I will have DC Love and Peg Jones, and they are some amazing women. So if you've never listened to one of the shows that they're on, I encourage you strongly to join us. They each have their own connection with guidance, and they can give you messages from the angels. And they can help you to see things that you haven't been able to see before. Like I said, guidance is always giving you answers, always. And sometimes those answers flow to you through other people. And sometimes those other people actually know that those answers are flowing to them. Sometimes it's just a random conversation and someone will answer the question that you have. Paying attention and noticing what is being presented to you is an important part of learning your lesson. So I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful week. And I'm going to go forth now and do something I was supposed to do. I will talk to you again on Friday. And don't forget, DC Love and Peg will be with me. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.